What's up, everybody? It's episode two of the Gridiron Podcast. Today we're going to be kind of going over the NFC North schedule predictions. So let's get straight into it. All right, so the first team that we're talking about, the Minnesota Vikings. So Mike, how do you think their schedule's kind of going? They do seem to have probably the easiest schedule in the NFC North, if I were to say.
I mean, I think that this is going to be very interesting because I don't think that, you know, they drafted J.J. McCarthy, but in my opinion, I think I said it last episode too, I don't see them playing J.J. McCarthy right away. So they do have Sam Darnold, a veteran QB, who can get you a win here and there. But will he be able to lead the Vikings to a huge win? Like if they were to play somebody like the 49ers or, you know, a big, strong, competitive team, I don't know. I mean, they did just re-sign Justin Jefferson to that huge contract, so it is a boost. But, yeah, going straight into their schedule, I mean, week one, they got the New York Giants. And in my opinion, I think this is a win here. I just don't see Daniel Jones being able to compete. I don't think the Giants offense is that great, but you know, I think the Vikings are the better team here. So I think I got them at 1-0 here.
I agree with that. I definitely feel like with New York also losing Saquon Barkley, I do feel like the run game is going to be kind of a little bit down for New York. And like you said, Daniel Jones, I don't think he is capable of leading the New York Giants to a win against Minnesota. But we'll obviously have to see. I do think that they win in a close game, though. I think it's going to be close.
Yeah. I'm going to keep it really short here, Nick, with these next 2 weeks looking at their schedule. They got the San Francisco 49ers and the Houston Texans. And I'm not going to lie. That's two losses right there. Yep. I just don't see them winning it. I got them at 1-2, though, going into week number four. Do you agree with me there, though, with those two losses?
Yeah, I think the game against San Francisco, I think it's going to be a blowout. I don't think it's going to be close. It might be close in the first half. Justin Jefferson might have a good first half. But then the 49ers defense is going to step up. And the explosiveness of the 49ers offense is definitely going to shine in the second half. And then Houston, I mean, you have CJ Stroud coming off a great rookie year. And just the overall aspect of that team, I do think that Houston pulls it out against Minnesota in Minnesota, which is going to be interesting.
Yeah, I see that the you talked about the Vikings defense there. I think that the Texans offense is just going to be too electric for that team to keep up. Yeah. And I think Texans and 49ers definitely win those two games by at least two scores. But heading into week four, I mean, this is a very interesting one. Heading into Green Bay, I mean, I don't know what it is these last couple of years, but the Vikings have always won at Lambeau. I don't know what it is lately, but they just always have. So in my opinion, Nick, I'll give them the win in Lambeau just because that's been the consistent trend until I see otherwise. So here, going into week four, I got them at 2-2.
I have them at 1-3. I think Green Bay, with Jordan Love having a year under his belt as a starting quarterback, I do feel like he's going to be more comfortable. He looked a little shaky against Minnesota last year in Lambeau, but I do feel like with that year under his belt, with bringing back some of the young talent in Jaden Reed, Christian Watson, and even having a good offensive line, I do feel like Green Bay does pull out the win. Realistically, I think it's a one possession game. But I do see Green Bay taking that.
That's fair. So I got them at 2-2. You have them at 1-3. Heading into week five against the New York Jets, all things considered here, Aaron Rodgers, will the Jets be good enough? I mean, like, do you think Aaron Rodgers comes out of a huge missing the last year, coming off an injury? Are the Vikings better than the Jets?
Yes.
You got that as a win?
Yeah, I have Ross Minnesota Gardner. Winning. I think it's going to be a good matchup between Jefferson and Gardner. It's going to be a really good matchup. But I do think, even though Sauce Gardner is such a good corner, he is such a good corner. I do think that Jefferson is just a step ahead of him in terms of the wide receiver matchup.
I think that because you have Sam Darnold in this situation, I think that this is a loss for me. So I got them at 2-3 heading into their bye week, essentially, the very early bye week, in my opinion, for this Vikings team, which maybe could be a good thing for them, like evaluating Sam Darnold, if you want to put in J.J. McCarthy, because you have them at 2-3 as well, Nick?
Three and two.
I think this could be very interesting because heading into week 7 against the Lions, if they are 2-3, 3-2, they're still in a very good situation, I think, in my opinion. But what do you think, Nick, heading against your hometown team, the Detroit Lions?
Vikings are not winning at Ford Field.
Yeah.
This game is going to be obviously in Minnesota, though. I do think Detroit still pulls it out. I think Detroit is still steps ahead of Minnesota. Obviously, bringing back Amon-Ra St. Brown, bringing back pretty much the entire roster. Core of this team. I do think no matter who the quarterback is, Sam Darnold, Nick Mullins, or J.J. McCarthy, Jared Goff's better than all of them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, I don't see the Vikings taking a game off the Lions this season.
Yeah, so and I think that's even looking back to last year, you still have the core defense in terms of the Lions, obviously adding a couple pieces here and there. The Lions had 4 interceptions in Minnesota last year to clinch the NFC North. I'm not saying they're going to have 4 interceptions again, but that did happen in Minnesota. So I do think that Detroit pulls out that win against Minnesota.
Yeah, so I got them at 2-4 here heading into week 8. Heading to Los Angeles to see the Rams. I think that I like the Rams here. I really do. They might be a scrapped kind of team, I guess you could say. Like, they did make some free agency signings. I like Matthew Stafford still. I do like what the Rams are building, even though last year they did sneak into the playoffs just barely, but they managed to do it. So I like the Rams here just because I still don't see that QB situation. Sam Darnold, I just don't see it for the Vikings.
Yeah, I could agree. I do think the Rams do pull out this win just because LA was a playoff team just barely last year. And bringing back, like I said, with Detroit, bringing back a lot of those core people, bringing back Stafford, bringing back Cooper Kupp, bringing back, obviously, Puka Nacua. I do think Puka has a good season again. But I do see LA taking this, especially in LA.
Yeah. Yeah, so I got them at 2-5 so far, which isn't too hot. So heading at home against the Indianapolis Colts, this is a very interesting one. I'll let you take this one, Nick. What do you think?
I think Minnesota wins this. Indianapolis kind of is like Minnesota in that rebuilding phase. But obviously you have Justin Jefferson. You have Addison. You have these two guys that can pretty much carry an offense, especially against a mid-tier Indianapolis defense, I'd say. I do have Minnesota winning this.
Yeah, I mean, as much as I actually do like Indianapolis here, just with Anthony Richardson, if he can stay healthy. They did re-sign Michael Pittman to that big contract, and they do have some key defensive players. like corners, but I think,
and drafting Latu.
Yes. I think Minnesota though does pinch this one out in like a one score game just for whatever reason. I mean, this is all hypothetical and prediction. I just think that Minnesota for whatever reason squeezes this one out, gives them for me a 3-5 record so far. Heading into week number 10, which is against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And this is an interesting one. I think for me, Nick, I think the Jaguars do win this. I think that at week 10, we do see J.J. McCarthy. So I do think there are going to be some learning curves with him. Yeah. And I just don't see him coming into the league and just lighting it up like C.J. Stroud did. So I do see this game being a little rough for them. Yeah, but I got the Jaguars winning this one pretty convincingly by at least two scores.
I agree.
So heading into week number 11 is the Tennessee Titans. This one's interesting because it's like the same QB situation. If the Titans do have something with Will Levis, and do the Vikings have something with JJ? So I'll let you take this one.
With Tennessee losing Derrick Henry in free agency, and Will Levis, everyone said he was supposed to be a first round draft pick. He was second round. He kind of felt like a second round quarterback during last season. Going up against potentially JJ McCarthy, like we're saying, we think he's coming in week 10, but he could wait until week 11 to come in. But I think Minnesota pulls this out probably by a field goal. I think it's like that close. I think it's a 3-point game,
yeah,
if not absolutely. A 7-point. But I do feel like Minnesota does pull this out just because Will Levis didn't look like an air attack last year, and especially with losing Derrick Henry, just that power running. Yeah, I'd say
Minnesota. I think I got Minnesota too, coming down to like a 0-second, like last second field goal, like a 24-21 game. I don't think these defenses are necessarily the best, but I don't think the offenses are necessarily the best. So, I do have Minnesota here beating Tennessee heading into week 12 against Chicago.
At Chicago. This one's hard because you have potentially J.J. McCarthy against Caleb Williams. I'm going to take Chicago for the sole purpose of their wide receiver room. I think Chicago has a better wide receiver room than Minnesota does. I personally think it's just going to be whoever gets that key stop on defense, whoever forces the first punt realistically. So I do think it's going to be Chicago taking this.
For me, I got Chicago just solely based on their defense. I think Chicago, the Bears' defense is probably, I mean, last season in the second half, they played probably top three, if not the best defense in the NFL. So I think that this defense, adding players and also still keeping that core, re-signing Jalen Johnson was huge. So I think that the Bears take this one by at least a touchdown with obviously the new QB. This is my prediction if J.J. McCarthy's in at this time. So, yeah, I got the Bears by at least a touchdown, if not more, by 10. But, you know, I got the Vikings losing here. Heading into week number 13 against the Arizona Cardinals. And for me, this is just a W. I'm not too much to talk about here. The Cardinals are just rebuilding. And, yeah, nothing too crazy there. Heading into week number 14, we got the Atlanta Falcons. And this is going to be a good one. Kirk Cousins against his own team.
Yeah. I think I'll give this to Minnesota.
Wow.
Yeah. I'll give it to Minnesota because I think with the prediction that J.J. McCarthy's in by week 10. If he's not, I'll give it to Atlanta. But if J.J. McCarthy is in by week 10, I think that Minnesota pulls it out, just because I think the learning curve would be gone, essentially, for JJ. And obviously Atlanta, also a rebuilding team. And I think with Kirk Cousins coming off that injury last year, I think it's going to be kind of slow for him. So I do see Minnesota taking this if JJ McCarthy's in.
Well, that's really interesting. I have the complete opposite. I have the Atlanta Falcons here, no doubt. I think Kirk Cousins is playing for something more than just the Falcons at this in this game. I think he's playing to show that he's a winner, proven that maybe the Vikings should have kept him. But, yeah, I do think that the Falcons take this one by at least a couple touchdowns. I think Kirk Cousins and London, Kyle Pitts, and the defense is okay for the Falcons, but I think that this offense just outmatches the Vikings offense with, you know, a new young QB that we keep saying in JJ McCarthy. So I do have the Falcons winning here, given the Vikings another loss heading into week 15.
Against Chicago in Minnesota. With me saying Chicago won the first game, I'll give this to Minnesota.
Why is that?
Not because I want to say that they're going 1-1 against Chicago, but I think possibly injuries hitting Chicago towards the tail end of the season. They do have a couple players that do have a tendency to get injured. Not wishing injuries on anybody, but I do think that injuries are going to happen on the Chicago roster, and I think it's going to affect them pretty severely. So I do think that Minnesota pulls this one out in Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, for whatever reason, whenever the Vikings have like home field advantage against like an NFC North team, it kind of just feels a little bit different. And I would have to agree with you with this. I'll give the Vikings the edge here, just at home field advantage, different environment for Caleb Williams maybe. And as you said, like injuries could be a thing. So just for that sake, I will also give the Vikings the edge by a close game, at least like a 27-20 game. I think the Bears kind of slow down a little bit if that, you know, depending on their schedule too, but we'll get into that later. But yeah, I'll give the Vikings the edge in splitting here for a home game.
Yep. Next is week 16, which is at Seattle. I think this is just a no-brainer. Seattle takes it.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree here. I mean, just for the sole sake of, I think Seattle is just a well-structured team defensively, especially. I think they definitely give JJ some big problems, if not Sam Darnold, whoever's QBing. Yeah, I like the Seattle's secondary room just a lot more.
Yep, week 17 is in Minnesota against Green Bay. Green Bay's taking it.
Yeah, no, as I said before, Green Bay and Minnesota, for whatever reason, have flip-flopped with the home field advantage. So Green Bay, I mean, I think they win this one. They definitely have potential to win the other one. But, yeah, I got the Packers winning at Minnesota. So totaling, Nick, what do you have the Minnesota Vikings
going?
Wait,
there's one more game. There's one more game.
Oh,
at
that's
Detroit.
Right. Lions. Yeah, which, I mean, does that really matter?
I think you're saying Minnesota has a good home field advantage. I think Detroit just tops that a little bit, especially with last season. I'll keep saying this. I think Detroit's going 2-0 against at least – Minnesota. Yeah. I'll go into the other teams once we get there in terms of the Lions and everything. But yeah, Detroit takes this. And I think it's probably, I'll give a score prediction of 28-10. I think it's 28-10.
I have the Lions here winning, no doubt, which concludes for me. I have the Minnesota Vikings going 5-12. So
I have them at 4-13.
So basically, not too hot. I just don't see JJ McCarthy or Sam Darnold being able to win some of those bigger games. But yeah, 5-12, 4-13. So right around the same area, just one game can flip-flop either way.
Yep. And now we're going to take a little bit of time to kind of talk about our giveaway. We are switching up the rules a little bit. So if you did enter already, your entry is still in there. But all you have to do is subscribe to our YouTube and follow our Twitter. We will be pulling the winner during our episode 3, which is coming out next week. So stay tuned to that.
Yeah, one more week for a free jersey of your choice. You definitely want to enter if you're wanting to rep a new Caleb Williams jersey, or you know, maybe it's an Xavier McKinney jersey, somebody new, free jersey, we got you. All you have to do is subscribe, as Nick said, and follow the Twitter, which will be in the description.
All right, and the next team that we are going to be talking about is the Chicago Bears. Just coming off of drafting Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze. So do they do better than Minnesota?
Let's hope so. Otherwise, Chicago fans will not be happy.
Yeah. So starting off, week one is against Tennessee.
Yeah, I just think this is a win. I just think they start out hot. Tennessee, just, I don't know. I like the Bears here overall. Start out hot, 1-0.
All right, week two at Houston.
Yeah, I don't think the number one draft pick in Caleb Williams is going to be able to handle CJ Stroud and the Texans here, in my opinion. I really personally think this isn't just like a bias, but like I think the Texans are going to be a strong team this year. Granted, their secondary can still have some work, but I just don't see a rookie QB coming in and just carving up a team like this. So I got them at 1-1 right now.
Agreed. Week three is at Indianapolis, a team that's rebuilding, like we said when talking about Minnesota. I do see Chicago pulling this out just by like a near margin. I think a lot of these games that we're talking about, I think with the NFL being so competitive, I do think this one is going to be a one possession game, if not a 10-point game. I don't see it getting to the point of a 14-point differential. But I do see Chicago pulling this one out.
Yeah, I think that in this game, the defenses are going to keep each offense in the game just because, you know, the Bears defense is the way it is, and the Colts defense is also pretty well built. I mean, they do have a couple of good secondary players. But yeah, I do see the Bears being able to edge this one out, as you said, in a very close fashion. So I got them winning against the Colts, which means they are 2-1 heading into week four against the Los Angeles Rams.
I'll give this one to the Rams. I think just, how can I put this without sounding rude to Chicago? I think realistically, Chicago has a really good team, but I think this is going to be a learning point for Caleb Williams going up against a veteran QB in Matthew Stafford, because the first three games are against second-year players, third-year players.
Sure.
Stafford's been in the league since 2009. So I think just the veteran aspect of Stafford and like Kupp and Nacua and the Rams having, I'd say, decent defense, if not good. I do think it's going to be a defensive battle, but I think just the veteran aspect of Stafford pulls out the win.
I think that I have actually the opposite here. So I think with the three weapons that Caleb has, I think that the Bears win this game, and I think that this is a moment, a week, especially after a couple weeks with his receivers, that they start to pick up on offense and really start to, you know, get into a groove. So for that reason, I have the Bears winning.
Okay. Week five against Carolina. Chicago.
Yeah. I like Caleb Williams, DJ Moore against his old team, without a doubt. That's a win against the Carolina Panthers. So for me right now, they are currently sitting at 3-1, 4-1, 4-1, heading into week number 6.
I have them at 3-2 so far. All right, going into week 6 against Jacksonville. Yeah.
This is an interesting one just because of like the things I've heard about the Jaguars and being a – I've heard a couple things in my – well, my opinion, and then I've heard what I've read, that they're a mess, which I don't understand how, because they did a lot in free agency. They did add a nice weapon in Brian Thomas. And I think the Jaguars are a real competitor this season. I think that the Bears, though, won't be able to compete with Trevor Lawrence because he's been in the league for a few years now. So I think that the Jaguars do win this one in the hot weather in Duval. So I got the Jaguars here taken against the Bears.
I agree. I agree with that. Just with Trevor Lawrence being in the league, kind of like the same aspect of Stafford, just that veteran mindset against a rookie QB. I'm not saying Caleb Williams is a bad rookie QB. We haven't seen him in action in the NFL. This is just based off what we're predicting for these games. But I do see Jacksonville pulling this one out.
Yeah. So like the Vikings, the Bears do have an early bye week, which honestly, I don't know if that's a good thing for them or not.
I truly don't think so, especially looking towards the end of their schedule. I do think having this early bye is not beneficial for them.
Yeah. Especially if Caleb Williams and they do get into a groove of some sort, you know, that could throw them off.
Exactly.
But heading into week 8, they play a rebuilding completely Washington Commanders team. I do have them winning. I just think the Commanders are too scattered all over the place right now to have an efficient structure and, like, you know, what they are, their identity. So I do have the Bears winning here heading into week 8.
Agreed. Week 9 is at Arizona. I think Chicago.
There's always that one game that just like flips on your head and you're like, wow, how did they lose this game? For me, I think this is that game just because of last year too. James Conner ate the Bears alive. I think the Cardinals do it again, especially with Marvin Harrison. So for me, I got the Cardinals winning this game in a surprise game.
And speaking of surprise games, I think this next one is going to be that one against the New England Patriots. I think New England pulls this out. I think it's going to be that this is my surprise game for the Bears. Just like how in the world did they lose this game? But I do think New England pulls this one out.
Yeah, well, I got the opposite. I think Drake May, I don't think he's going to come into the league and necessarily carve it up too with his given situation compared to Caleb Williams. At least Caleb Williams has an efficient defense around him. Receivers around him that, you know, are reliable, you know, can catch the ball. I mean, you know, these guys that the Bears have are just veteran with a veteran presence. I mean, they're unbelievable talents. I mean, you can't deny it. So I like their matchup against the Patriots fairly easy. So I got them, the Bears, winning here.
All right, week 11. This is when we start getting into the interesting part of the Bears schedule. Week 11 is at home against the Green Bay Packers.
I'll let you go first, Nick.
I think Green Bay. I think Green Bay takes this in Soldier Field, kind of cold weather. Green Bay is kind of used to it.
Absolutely. It's not a factor here in Lambeau.
So I do think that Green Bay does take this just because I think they're a better team just overall against the Bears.
And yeah, I think that – oh, go ahead.
I think with Jordan Love having that year under his belt, I do think, and having that young talent too around him, definitely benefits Jordan Love over Caleb Williams. So I do think Green Bay does pull this one out.
Yeah, as you said, I think that with Jordan Love having that year, I think that he's now seen, even though the Bears have changed, excuse me, a couple things with, you know, some free agency signings and whatnot, and obviously the Caleb Williams is a whole new deal, but I think that Jordan Love, since he's seen the Bears defense once, twice, he will understand, you know, how they play, you know, and I'm sure Matt LaFleur will draw up something like he did last season to beat them twice. I think they do it again here and beat them. So I got the Packers winning.
All right, week 12 against Minnesota.
I'll let you go first.
Well, kind of thinking of the Bears prediction or the Vikings prediction, I think Minnesota does pull this one out. Yeah, I think Minnesota just barely pulls this one out.
Yeah, I think I already said it with the Vikings prediction. I got the Bears here winning this one at home. Yeah, I think that J.J. McCarthy, once again, Soldier Field, I think the Bears with the home field advantage will win this game.
All right, week 13 at Detroit. I think the home field advantage for Detroit is close to the top. Obviously, I'm not going to say it's the top because you have teams like Kansas City, San Francisco, who have like really good home field advantage. But I do think that Detroit pulls this one out. I don't think it's going to be as nerve-wracking as the game in Detroit last year where it came down to the wire, where Detroit was down 18 points with 4 minutes left in the game and pulled it out. But I do think that Detroit pulls this one out.
Yeah. I just think that Detroit's going to be a strong team this season, especially, you know, if not better than last season. So, yeah, I got Detroit here.
All right, week 14. I think this is a no-brainer. At San Francisco.
I mean, yeah, as much as, like, I want to sit here and say, like, San Francisco is still a top-dog team, I mean, this is a whole other conversation, but in my opinion, I think they definitely went down this season. I think they're not going to be as dominant. But, you know, I still do have them winning this game, though, just solely because it's home field advantage. I do like Brock Purdy still and Ayuk and Samuel. So, yeah, I got the Niners.
Yep, agreed. Week 15 at Minnesota. I think Chicago pulls this one out. Like I said, I think Minnesota and Chicago are going to split the series. If not, one team goes 2-0. But realistically speaking, I think it's a 1-1 series. So I do have Chicago pulling this one out.
Yeah, I said it with the Vikings schedule. I got the Vikings winning this one just solely because I think they split. I do think that there's like that one divisional game that the Bears will lose, you know, whether it's to the Vikings or it's getting swept by the Lions. So, yeah, I got the Vikings.
Yep, week 16 is in Chicago against Detroit. So I think with Detroit being a little bit better of a team this year, I think they win in Chicago, unlike last year where they lost in Chicago. But I do think Detroit goes 2-0 against Chicago. I'm saying Detroit and Chicago a lot. But with Detroit being a already better team than Chicago, with adding key points to the defense, having one of, if not the best offensive lines in the NFL, and having a realistically best duo running backs in the NFL in Montgomery and Gibbs, I do think that Detroit sweeps Chicago.
Yeah, I agree here. Detroit wins this game. I think Chicago does get swept by Detroit too. But with that being said, I would not be surprised if Goff does have one of those off games again, and it could be in Chicago. So wouldn't be surprised though.
Yeah. Week 17 is at home against Seattle. I think.
For me, I think I got the Bears here just solely because the cold weather. I don't think Seattle is going to be equipped. And yeah, for that reason, I think the Bears come out and I think they dominate this game.
I agree. I was going to say, with it being the day after Christmas in Chicago, we both know how cold the Midwest can get. And I don't think Seattle is truly prepared for that. Now going into week 18, I'll let you start this one off. It's at Lambeau against the Green Bay Packers.
See, this is an interesting game just because will it mean anything for the Green Bay Packers? Maybe, but maybe not. So depending on the Packers situation at the end of the year, will they start their starters? We'll see. But if they do start their starters and it's a regular game for them, I got the Packers winning this, no doubt, at home, just like they did last season. It's a big game. Maybe it's a win and in the playoffs, or you know, they need to win in order to get a better seeding. Who knows? Either way, I still got the Packers winning this game.
Yeah, I think Green Bay takes this just because it's in Lambeau, last game of the season. I think realistically it does come down to Green Bay playing for something, whether it's to make the playoffs or potentially take the NFC North. I think realistically it is a game that comes down to whether or not Green Bay has something to play for.
Yeah, exactly. So with that being said, I got the Chicago Bears at an 8-9 record. With that being said, that's not too bad for a rookie QB, as well as any of those games could flip, or we could be totally wrong. So you never know.
Eight and nine, I think is right where they're going to fall.
So the interesting thing with the 8-9, 9-8 record is they might be able to sneak into the playoffs. If not, they're at least fighting for it. They're not like eliminated by week, you know, 7 or 8. So
right. I mean, that's why that week 18 matchup is so big, because if they do go 8-9, 9-8, I think that game is going to decide whether or not they make the playoffs, because obviously one team is taking the NFC North.
Yeah.
And I think realistically it's either Green Bay or Detroit.
I agree.
So I think that week 18 matchup between Chicago and Green Bay does really determine playoffs.
Yeah,
if the Bears make it or not.
I agree.
So
heading into the last two teams, which, you know, we're very familiar with, we got the Green Bay Packers or the Detroit Lions. And you know what? Let's just go ahead and let's go look at my Green Bay Packers. Starting off in week one, it's a very interesting one. Friday game in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. Well, if this was in Philly, it'd be a different story in my opinion, but it's in Brazil. So I do think the Packers do have a legit chance at this game. I'll let you take it away. I honestly, let me think about this one.
Yeah. So I think I agree with, if it's in Philly, it's a whole different story. But I do have Philadelphia winning this game. Sorry, Mike, but, I think just the defense alone for Philadelphia. I think with Mitchell, with DeJean, with Slay, I think that secondary against the Packers wideouts and running backs and tight ends, I think Philly has the advantage. And I think the quarterback matchup is very close between Jalen Hurts and Jordan Love. With Jordan Love having a great season last year, I think he's like right there. Jalen Hurts, by all means, is a good quarterback. I don't think he's future Hall of Famer, but I do see Philadelphia winning this probably by three.
I think that the Packers do lose this game. However, I think it's going to be a shootout, to be honest. I think Eagles will win 34-27 is just my prediction. But the reason being is because last season, the Eagles didn't have a great secondary, and they were prone to giving up some big plays. So I do think with this young talent on Green Bay, they're able to get some of that. Yeah. However, I just don't see the Packers being able to stop, like get a crucial stop with, you know, Saquon, A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith. Yeah, so I got the Eagles getting the Packers starting 0-1, heading into week two against Indianapolis, who I think they do get a rebound win here. So I got them at 1-1.
Yeah, agreed. 1-1.
And heading into week three, heading to Tennessee. I feel so bad for Tennessee, man. They are just getting the whip here. I got Green Bay winning this game. just don't see Tennessee's offense or defense really being able to compete with Green Bay, because the Packers are trying to build this season to win, to try and make it to that next step. We didn't really expect what we did last season. Yeah. So now that we've made those additional signings with Xavier McKinney, drafting a tackle, I think this team is a legit powerhouse. So I got them winning this game.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I think Green Bay goes into Tennessee with the mindset that we are going to destroy them.
Yeah.
I think with just the NFC North in general being the division it has been and now is becoming, I think any of these teams having the mindset that we're just going to hit you blow for blow, and I'm going to pull out a Dan Campbell quote for the Green Bay Packers, but we're going to be the last one standing.
Oh, man.
I think that's going to be a statement game for Green Bay.
Yeah, and then coming back home, I hope this narrative changes with the Vikings coming to Lambeau. I had them losing in the Vikings schedule, so I have to have them losing here. But I'm hoping this narrative changes this season, because I don't know why they do it. They just lose this game.
I'm going to have the same thing that I had from the Minnesota schedule. I have Green Bay winning this.
So I got them at 2-2 heading into week five, which I think they do beat the Rams pretty convincingly, just solely based on the fact that they did play them last season and the defense didn't really stop Jordan Love and company. So even though Matthew Stafford was injured at the time, I do see still Jordan Love and the Packers being able to win this game.
Agreed.
Heading into week number six, they got the Arizona Cardinals. I mean, this team is also getting the beat down, man. I mean, feel bad for these Cardinals and Titans, man. It's gonna be a rough season for them. Yeah, I think the Packers at home in Lambeau winning this game pretty comfortably, as I just don't see any talent on the Cardinals defense to sit here and say this guy's going to, you know, stop Jaden Reed or Christian Watson or Romeo Doubs, let alone Josh Jacobs. I mean, yeah, I got the Cardinals losing this game. I got the Packers winning at least by two touchdowns.
And that leads us to week seven, which is at home against Houston. The one thing with it being in Lambeau.
Wait, before anything.
Okay.
How is this game not a primetime game? Think about that. That's crazy. How is it not Sunday Night Football? It's a noon game. Probably one of the best matchups there could have been. And they don't put this game on primetime. Anyways, Nick, back to your prediction. That's just crazy to me.
I think I agree with you 100%. I think it should be a primetime game. It deserves to be a primetime game. Dude, if not Sunday Night Football, maybe a Thursday Night Football.
The views would be nuts.
Yes. But I think going into my prediction, I think with it being in Lambeau, I think Green Bay takes this. If it was in Houston, I think Houston takes it. But fair. With it being in Lambeau, I do think Green Bay takes this.
I'm trying to be as realistic as possible. I think the Texans win this game. Just for whatever reason, I think the Texans edge it out. I think this game really could flip-flop on, you know, any given circumstance, you know, injuries or whatever else, right? So I think the Packers do lose this game, but I definitely think it could flip-flop.
All right, and that leads us into week number 8 at Jacksonville. Jacksonville, another team that kind of is versing every single NFC North team, it seems.
Yeah, they play the AFC South. So yeah. Jacksonville, Darnell Savage, former Packer over there. I do think Jordan Love and company take this game. I don't know why. I don't see the Jaguars secondary, again, just being able to compete with the Packers' fast offense. And for that reason, I got the Packers winning this game, which they usually don't play well in the South in hot weather. But I think this is a whole new era of young, fast talent. So I think the Packers changed that narrative too.
Yeah, I agree with that. And going into week number 9, which is at Lambeau against Detroit. Now, I'll say this. Detroit has kind of had their way against Green Bay and Lambeau over the past couple of years. Forced them out of the playoffs 2 seasons ago. Went into Lambeau last year. David Montgomery, 3 rushing touchdowns against the Green Bay Packers in Lambeau. I think it's another season where Detroit wins in Lambeau.
Yeah, I mean, as much as I want to say no, I just don't know. Again, once again, I need to see something to change that narrative. So I got the Packers also dropping this game, which for me, they're at 5-4 after that game.
Yeah, I have them at 6-3 after that game. And week 10, bye week. This is kind of later in the season, bye week. I think it helps Green Bay just coming after, I'd say, like a difficult game against Detroit. Obviously, division rival. I think that week 10 bye does benefit Green Bay immensely.
Yeah, no, I know the Packers are not going to stay healthy. They just are injury prone, whether it's Christian Watson, our cornerback room, they just aren't going to stay healthy. So for that matter, I'm glad it's week 10 because hopefully that'll give them that time going into the second half of the season to finish strong. So with that being said, going against Chicago, I had the Bears losing this game before. So I got them, the Packers winning this game.
Agreed. Week 12.
Ooh.
So this is opposite of the divisional game last year, where the divisional game was in San Francisco. Now this is in Lambeau. Kind of cold weather being late November. Do we see Green Bay taking this because of the cold weather?
It's not even because of the cold weather. I said it before, and I'll say it again. I don't think the Niners will be as dominant and as one-sided as people think this season. That's just my opinion, my prediction. I think the Niners lost a lot in free agency. I think the Packers gained a lot in free agency. With that being said, this Packers defense, with a whole new coach, by the way, haven't even touched on that, this defense could look totally different. So I think the Packers have a really good chance at turning some heads this season. And the Niners, I think they do lose this game. Not because I'm a biased Packer fan saying I'm salty about last season, but because of the fact that I think really the Packers gained and the Niners lost.
Yeah, I think with you touching on free agency and obviously the new defensive coordinator for the Packers, I think it's a whole different defensive scheme. I think 49ers last year, they were kind of the team to beat in the NFC last year. But this year, I think they did take a downfall, like you said. And with a different defensive scheme, I do think that you won't have those defensive plays that throw the game away for Green Bay.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a really interesting one. Miami Dolphins, I mean, this will really test the speed of the Packers here on defense, at least. with machines like Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle. I mean, Tua, Achane in the back, Mostert, name it. I mean, this is going to be an interesting game. I really don't know who's going to win this game. It's in Lambeau. It's in the cold. So, I mean, will Tua just suck again? Hopefully.
Yeah, I think, honestly, it's in the cold. I think Green Bay takes this, to be completely honest with you. I think, obviously, with the Miami roster having that speed, I think with it being so cold, kind of brings the speed down. Game, man.
Yeah.
So I do think that Green Bay takes this. I don't know why my camera is doing this, by the way.
Yeah, I have Green Bay winning this one too. Just because I think that I like the Packers in the cold. I think they're used to it. I don't think Tua is used to it. So I think he's gonna struggle again. So I got the Packers at 8-4, which going into Detroit, I said that the Packers and the Lions will split. I think that's just how it is.
Yep.
Packers win in Detroit. Detroit wins in Lambeau. Don't know what it is, but I got the Packers here.
Yeah, I think it is going to be the Packers winning. I hope it doesn't start off with a 55-yard pass down the field to Christian Watson like it did last year. Because right then and there, I was like, man, this game is over.
When I saw that update, dude, I was like, we're really starting off like that. I was like, holy cow.
Yeah.
I was pumped. I knew that game was going to be something when I saw that.
As a Detroit fan, I think it's going to come down to the fourth quarter. But I do think, like Mike said, I do think that the Lions and Packers do split. I do think both teams take the road games. So I'll give Green Bay this win in Ford Field.
So heading into week number 15 at Seattle Seahawks, I just don't like the Packers in the West Coast. Just never did, never will. For that reason, I got them losing. Not anything in particular, again, with like, you know, Seattle is just a better team, but just I just don't know why the Packers do not play well in the South in the heat, also on the West Coast. Just don't know what it is.
Yeah, I think I can agree with that. Packers in the West Coast don't really mix too well.
Not to sleep on the Seahawks, like they did a nice defense, great corners, great defensive line they're building there. I mean, they do have great talent. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think they edge this one out maybe by like 3 points, a field goal, if not a touchdown. I think it'll be close, but I got the Packers losing.
Yeah, I think, like you said, close game.
But they need a reality check after all those wins.
Right. But I do think that Seattle does take this. And I think Seattle is kind of the NFC North Reaper in a way.
Yeah.
But I do think that it is going to be the Seattle Seahawks winning this.
Next up is the New Orleans Saints coming back to Lambeau after a tough loss last season, going up 17-0 and losing 18-17. I don't think that's going to happen again. Surely not. I think the Packers win this game pretty convincingly. I just don't think Derek Carr is he's a mediocre quarterback. He's good. Yeah. He's a solid quarterback, but he's not going to win you these big time games. You know, I think the Packers also know the Saints now too. So I think they're a new team. It's not like they're the same team. So I think the Packers are the better team in this game. So I got the Packers winning it for that reason.
I 100% agree. Next is week 17 at Minnesota. I think Green Bay.
Yeah, I have Green Bay splitting with the Vikings again. Hopefully that narrative changes with the Vikings coming to Lambeau and winning and Green Bay going to Minnesota and winning. I hope that narrative changes this season because I think beating the Vikings and beating the Bears are just four games that can be so winnable. I know it's tough to beat a team twice or to, you know, depending on the weather because we're all in the Midwest.
Yep.
You know, it could be cold. It could be just affecting your game, whatever. But they're all winnable games at the end of the day. So I do have the Green Bay Packers winning this game in Minnesota. But, you know, hopefully they can beat the Vikings and the Bears at least two times.
Yep, and that we leads us into week 18 against Chicago in Green Bay. I think it comes down to that all-purpose game, fighting for a playoff spot, fighting for a higher seed. I do think Green Bay wins this just because of the stakes that are there. Yeah. And I do think Green Bay takes this.
Yeah, I'll say that too. Depending on the stakes, what's at the line? Is it possible to have a better seed? Is it, you know, preventing Chicago to get out of the playoffs? It all depends on that. If they are going to play their starters, I do have the Packers winning this. So for me, at least, I do have the Packers sitting around 12-5.
Yeah, I have them
11-6, I'd say. Yeah. So, I mean, roughly the same. Nothing too far off. Yeah. But now, Nick.
All right. Now going into my favorite team, the Detroit Lions. We touched on the Green Bay Packers previously. So let's go into week number one against the Los Angeles Rams for the Detroit Lions. I think this is a win. I think they come in after that first win in 32 years in the playoffs against the Rams. I think it isn't going to be a one-point game. I do think it's going to be like a 7-10 point game, but I do think that the Lions pull this one out.
Yeah, no, I got the Lions here, no doubt. Just I don't see the Rams being good enough to compete with them. But yeah, I got the Lions. 1-0.
And then week two, kind of going on the playoff stint against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I do think the Lions pull this one out as well. I think it's going to be a lot of the same that we saw in that playoff game. I think Jared Goff has a really good game. I think our defense really steps up, especially with Carlton Davis versus his former team. I do think that the Lions do pull this one out and start 2-0.
I got the opposite. I got the Buccaneers in this game just solely because I think it's a Baker Mayfield masterclass. The reason being I say that is because I don't know why I just see Chris Godwin and Mike Evans just popping off. I don't know what it is, but Baker Mayfield always has one of those games where it's just he's popping off, man. So I got the
Buccaneers. You got to remember, though, I'll point this out. I can see your point, but I'll say this. Last year, Detroit versus Tampa Bay twice.
Yeah.
Won 20-6. And then what? Yeah. 30-23, 31-23. But I do think this is going to be a close game.
It's a good game. It's always a good matchup. Yeah.
Yeah. So you just have them one
something different. One. Yeah. Something different as an upset early on. I think 1-1.
All right. Week three at Arizona.
Me, man. It's not looking too hot for them. Let's just I got them winning that one.
Yeah, I have Detroit going in.
Poor Arizona, man.
I have Detroit exuberating all their grit on Arizona. And then week four, this week four matchup.
Can the Lions beat the Demons,
man? Kind of plagued the Lions in the past couple of years. Obviously forced them out of the playoffs last year with the tiebreaker, or 2 years ago, sorry, beat them in overtime last season. I think it's going to be a close game. I'll give this one to Detroit. I think they break that curse of versing Seattle. I think last year's game came down to a lot of like bad play calls by the Lions, obviously wasting 25 seconds off the clock to kick the field goal and go into overtime when they were on the 15-yard line when they could have won the game. But I do see Detroit just squeaking this game out. I think they're just a better team this year. I think Seattle had kind of a weird off season. If I were to say so myself, I think Detroit had the better off season, than Seattle. So I do think Detroit wins this probably by a field goal. So
till Detroit shows me something different, man, I'm taking Seattle. I don't see why I can't or why I shouldn't. So for that reason, I got Seattle.
And Detroit has an early bye, week five.
It's insane.
Yeah. I think that's too early for Detroit. I think Detroit, out of the NFC North teams, they don't have to really worry about injury as much as the other NFC North teams, just because their players are known to stay a little bit more healthy. And especially with the depth that we now have at secondary, last year, we didn't really have that depth. Once CJ Gardner-Johnson left week two, and was out until basically the playoffs. Obviously you had Melifonwu step up, but now you have, I mean, even at corner, you have Tarion Arnold, Ennis Rexstraw, you have Brian Branch, you have, Carlton Davis, you have Amik Roberson. You have that depth even higher than last year. So I think, yes, this is a bad time to have a bye week, especially with the next week's matchup. But I think with that bye week, they have a little bit more time to get prepared for this next week's matchup, which is at Dallas. Now, we obviously know the infamous 2-point conversion call.
That's right, man. Dude, that was crazy. I couldn't believe that. Will we get some bad refs again in Dallas? No, I still think the Lions win this one pretty convincingly.
I think Detroit wins this. I think it is bad reffing as well, because of the fact that Detroit versus Dallas and refs have not been the greatest thing. Obviously, that infamous picked up pass interference call back in 2011, I think it was. And obviously the infamous 2-point conversion where Taylor Decker went to the ref, reported eligible. Dan Campbell drew out the play for the refs before the game even started. And obviously everything that happened at that end of the game, I think Detroit should have won that game. I think it came down to a lot of plays that should have went a lot differently. Obviously, that C.D. Lamb 88-yard touchdown didn't really help. But I think with the secondary now, I think we can have like Carlton Davis instead of Cam Sutton on C.D. Lamb with Kirby Joseph or Melifonwu over the top. So I think Detroit pulls this one out.
Yeah, I also think that Dallas is just breaking right now. So for that reason, I got Detroit winning that game. Heading into Minnesota, I got the Lions here, as I said before. Yep. So.
And now Tennessee.
NFC South. This team is just getting the broom. I mean, I just don't see a world the Titans can win this in Detroit as well. Forget it.
I think home field advantage definitely helps.
Heading into Green Bay, as I said before, just it's a trade one for one in Lambeau. Detroit wins it. Yeah, Detroit wins this game.
Yep, I agree. Week 10 at Houston. So this game is going to be pretty interesting, I would say, because this is a primetime game, Sunday Night Football. I do think personally that it depends on the defense this game.
For sure.
If the Lions secondary can stop the pass and force Houston to run the ball, I think they win this game.
Houston's not running, man. CJ throws at least 40 times a game regardless. Dude's insane. Right.
But if I'm saying if Detroit kind of forces it to where
it's going to be a shootout, man. An absolute shootout.
Yeah.
I think for me, I got the Texans winning this game. I think it could go either way. But I think home field advantage, I think the Texans get it done though by at least a touchdown by 10.
Yeah. So I can agree. I think it's personally going to be a 3-point game, if not a touchdown game. But Houston, with it being in Houston, obviously, I do think the home field advantage kind of plays a factor. Obviously, we'll have to see how this game plays out. It is prime time. So we'll definitely have to see how this plays out. So going into week 11, the game that I'm probably going to be attending is against Jacksonville. I think Detroit takes this. I think with kind of the overall offensive prowess that Detroit has, I think it's a 20-point game, if not more. I think it's going to be an absolute blowout. I think personally, I'll say I think it's going to be a lot like the Denver game last year, 42-17.
I think this game will also get out of hand, maybe not that much out of hand, like your prediction score, because I think Trevor Lawrence, he can be a turnover machine. And I think he's going to throw at least three picks in this game. I think the defense will give him struggles because the guys on the Lions play really hard for Dan Campbell. They're well coached. Mm-hmm. I think that T-Law will throw at least three interceptions. I think this game, Detroit will win at least by 20.
All right, that goes into week number 12 at Indianapolis. I think Detroit takes this. I think there's pretty much no discussion. Detroit just pulls it out. Week 13 at Detroit against Chicago. Detroit, I think, like I said, personally, I think Detroit goes 2-0 against Chicago.
Yeah, me too.
Just because you have a rookie quarterback in Caleb Williams against one of the most explosive offenses in the NFL in Detroit, coached by Ben Johnson. So I do think that it's going to be – obviously, NFC North games are going to be pretty close to begin with, because you see these teams twice a year. So it's not like you have too much in the pocket to be like, hey, I'm gonna do this, and you're not going to expect it. So I do think that Detroit takes this.
Yeah, I also have Detroit sweeping the Bears, so that's a win for Detroit for me at least. And then heading into Green Bay heading to Detroit. As I said before, they flip-flop and trade, so the Packers win this one. Detroit loses. Just how it is until the narrative changes for me. Then we get Buffalo. Buffalo is a very interesting story with obviously losing Stephon Diggs. They're also kind of rebuilding. Josh Allen still there, though. I don't see Buffalo's defense with them losing a lot of players too, and their offense. This team is a mess for me, so I got Detroit for that reason.
Yeah, I have Detroit. I think kind of piggybacking off of the Thanksgiving game 2 years ago, with it kind of being a 3-point game and Detroit kind of having the win in the bag and just kind of throwing it away. I think they're a lot better coached this time around against Buffalo. And obviously with Buffalo losing Stephon Diggs, I have Detroit winning this by 10.
Yeah. Heading into Chicago, I mean, as I said, Detroit's just going to sweep the Bears. I don't see Caleb Williams being able to at least compete against a high-level team that's ready to go into the playoffs, if not win, or compete for a Super Bowl, rather. So for that reason, I think the Detroit Lions sweep the Bears at home and at Chicago. So for that reason, Detroit's going to win that game for me.
Now, the game that I'm pretty excited to talk about is the week 17 matchup. It is a rematch of the NFC championship game at San Francisco. Obviously you had Detroit. They were up 24-7 going into the second half against San Francisco. I think Detroit takes this. I think just that revenge factor and like having that mindset that we're going to come in here and make amends for last year. We knew we threw the game away last year. We're going to come in here. We're going to rip your face off. Famous Dan Campbell quote, that you won't have to hunt far for us. We'll be at your front doorstep. I think with San Francisco kind of having turmoil I would say.
Yeah.
With some of their players. I think obviously with Samuel and Ayuk thinking about potentially leaving, I think their mindset is not going to be there against this Detroit roster, who all want to play hard for Dan Campbell, as you said earlier. I think Detroit comes in here, wins this game, and I think that solidifies them possibly a 2 seed in the playoffs, if not potentially a 1 seed. And going into I'll give it off to you. How do you think the game against San Francisco is going to go?
No, I agree with you completely. I just think that San Fran's in another mess themselves. They will still be a good team. I think Detroit, though, draft was a lot better, added a lot in free agency that will make them a stronger team. So for that reason, I do have Detroit getting the revenge in San Francisco and winning that game, which leading into week 18, I guess the Vikings, just I got them sweeping the Vikings regardless.
Yeah.
Whether this game means something or not, I still think the Lions win, to be honest. So.
Yeah, I think this game personally against Minnesota might mean a 1 seed. I think with our predictions, I think we both agree the Lions take the NFC North.
Yeah, no, with our predictions, with my prediction here, I got the Lions at 13-4, if not 12-5, I could see. But either way, though, they're a game ahead of the Packers with my prediction, with being a 10-11 win team. So. Mm-hmm. I think it is going to be between the Lions and the Packers in the NFC North. I would not be surprised if, let's say, the Bears do come up and take a game off of the Packers or the Lions. I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. But I don't think even that will deter either of these teams' seasons.
Yeah, I think speaking on that, with Chicago beating both Green Bay and Detroit last year once, they both went 1-1 in the series against Chicago. I think it still doesn't deter them. I think both the Packers and the Lions are still really good rosters. I think a lot of these games could be blowouts for these two teams. But I do see the NFC North going Detroit at number one, Green Bay at number two, Chicago at three, Minnesota at four.
Fully agree there.
Now let me ask you this. I kind of hinted at what I think the Lions playoff standing is going to be.
Ooh,
what seed do you think the Packers are going to get and the Lions are going to get? What seed do you think they are going to be for the NFC playoffs in general?
Well, this would be a whole nother conversation, but just on the top of my head, you have to give the Lions at least a number two spot, if not the number one. They're competing for the number one spot. So in my head, they're right now in the number two spot. The Packers, I would say they're in the mid pack, maybe like a 5 or 6 spot, but that's another conversation, but that's my answer on the top of my head. They're both in good spots. That's all that matters. So
I think kind of going on my answer, I think Lions are potentially the 1 seed.
I
think
being for it.
Packers, even though, yes, they had a good season last year, they were a 7 seed.
Yeah.
Which I kind of feel like they got robbed out of a higher seed. But I do think that the Packers are potentially a 4 or 5 seed. I'll give them that.
Yeah, absolutely. They had a rough stretch last season, but that's what really caused them to barely make the playoffs in the first place. But
right.
I think obviously this is a new improved team. So I think they're definitely confirmed like in the middle of the pack, 4 through 6 spot, in my opinion.
Yeah. All right. That's going to do it for this episode of the Gridiron Podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll have to see how the NFC North plays out. You guys can leave your predictions in the comment section, and I'm excited for this season to start. I know Mike, you are too. And next week we'll be talking about the free agency signings that we have seen so far. And thank you guys for tuning in. See you guys next week.